Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Las Musas podcast. My name is Annabelle Estrada, and I'm one of the 2022 Las Musas Hermanas. Today, I'm joined by our hermanas Jackie Morera, Julia Clausen, Roxy Lynn, Amaris Castillo, Aime Casillas, and Delia Ruiz. On today's episode of Ask a Musa, we'll be answering your questions about the Las Hermanas mentorship program. Las Hermanas is a selection-based mentorship program for traditionally unpublished Latinx kid lit writers and illustrators. It connects unpublished creatives with current madrinas. Jackie, can you start us off by introducing yourself and telling us who your mentor was?
Yes, lovely to be here. Hello, all. My name is Jackie Morera. I was born and raised in Miami to Cuban immigrant parents and currently live in Central Florida with my husband, our son, and our dog. And I write across multiple genres and age categories, but primarily focus on picture books and young adult novels, all centering Latin kids who are curious, brave, and full of passion. And I took part in the Las Musas mentorship to work on my current work in progress, which is a young adult contemporary romance novel. It's chugging along. And my mentor was Laura Taylor Namy.
That's great. Thanks. How about you, Julia?
Hi, everyone. Lovely to be here. My name is Julia Clausen, and I am an aspiring author. My current project that I worked on during the mentorship is a young adult fantasy novel called Reverie. I'm from California, and I am also the chair of the board and director of staff for a nonprofit called The Authors of Tomorrow. And I'm 15 years old, so I'm a sophomore in high school. And my mentor was Romina Garber.
Wow, you have got to be kidding me. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Very interesting. Okay, what about you, Roxy?
Hi. Yes, I'm an author illustrator, originally from Venezuela. My madrina was Sara Gonzalez Hong. I'm very happy to be here. Yes, that's about me.
Great. What about you, Amaris?
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Amaris, and I am a journalist and writer based in Florida, originally from Brooklyn, New York. I was born in Brooklyn to Dominican parents. And though I'm a journalist by profession, I'm really passionate about fiction writing. My madrina was the amazing, amazing Monica Brown. And together we worked on my picture book manuscript about a little boy named Wilson who spends a day at his papi's bodega. I am obsessed with bodegas. I'm also the creator of Bodega Stories, which is a multimedia series on stories from the corner store. And during the mentorship, I also began working on a middle grade book, which I'm really excited about.
Sounds fun. What about you, Aime?
Hi, everyone. My name is Aime Casillas. I was born in Mexico, grew up in Detroit, and currently live in New York City. I am a librarian, so really I've always been a reader, and I eventually started to become a writer as well. I worked on a middle grade novel, just realistic contemporary fiction, and my mentor was Kim Baker.
Super cool. What about you, Delia?
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here because I watched the Las Musas podcast. So it's such a fun honor to be on an episode like this. But my name is Delia Ruiz, and I'm an author, a content creator, and a book reviewer. I'm a first generation from Mexican immigrant parents, and I write primarily picture books. But for this internship, I worked on a YA novel in verse with Margarita Engel.
Wow. Super exciting. Well, thank you everyone for sharing. And again, I'm Annabelle Estrada. I'm a picture book and YA writer. And I was fortunate enough to have the 2022 Newbery winner, the incomparable Donna Barba Higuera, as my mentor. So I feel so lucky. Before we get into listener questions, I'd love to know what all you are reading. Jackie, what are you reading these days?
I am reading a lot of picture books. I have a soft spot in my heart for them, but also mostly for mentor texts. So recently I read The Coquillas Still Sing by Karina Nicole Gonzalez, If Your Babysitter is a Bruja by Ana Siqueira, and Abuela and I Make Flan by Adriana Hernandez Bergstrom. And I just picked up my copy of Omega Morales and the Legend of La Lechuza by Lake and Zaya Kemp. So I'm excited to dive into that.
Nice. What about you, Julia?
I just finished reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which was fantastic. And I also just finished A Little Life, which did make me cry. It's a beautiful book. And then now I just picked up A Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood.
Classics. Nice. Roxy?
Yes, I just finished Holding On by Sophia Lynn, illustrated by Isabel Roxas. I'm also finishing Violeta by Isabel Allende. I'm reading a lot of poetry also. I'm really enjoying this beautiful time that I have recuperated in my bed.
Great. I love poetry. I pretend to be a poet sometimes. What about you, Maris?
Yes. Recently I finished How Not to Drown in a Glass of Water by Angie Cruz, which I absolutely loved. I'm also a reviewer for the Dominican Writers Association, so I got the opportunity to interview Angie, and I was totally nerding out over that. And right now I'm reading The First Rule of Punk by Celia C. Perez, and it's really good so far. I love the main character.
I love that book. I love that book a lot. What about you, Aime?
I, like Jackie, I'm also focusing on some mentor texts. So I'm stuck in the middle grade area right now. Not stuck, but you know, I am enjoying the middle grade. I just finished In the Beautiful Country by Jane Kuo, which is about a family that moves to the United States from Taiwan. And the graphic novel Manu by Kelly Fernandez.
Love it. Delia?
I would say as a book reviewer, I read so many picture books. I know you guys can probably see tons of picture books behind me, but recently I read Omega Morales and the Legend of La Lechuza, kind of like Jackie. And I recently am on chapter 2 of Solito. That's by Javier Zamora.
Oh, I want to read that too. It's, oh my gosh, I'm getting to that ASAP. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be reading that soon. Great. Well, as for me, I'm always reading craft books. There's so many craft books. My favorite recently is The Magic Words by editor and author Cheryl Klein. It is so comprehensive and yeah, she's really knowledgeable. And as for like kind of what I write and what I like to read, I just finished Olivia Abtahi's YA novel, Perfectly Parveen. So funny. It's so voicey. I highly recommend it. I think we have a similar taste or style. So I like to comp my things to her writing. I love Olivia. Great writing. So awesome. Let's move on to the listener questions then. Thank you so much, everyone. Let's start with the nitty-gritty of the mentorship. We are so lucky to have been able to participate. Thank you, Las Musas. Let's start with you, Jackie. How did you know you were ready for a mentorship?
Yeah, well, in my case, my entire writing journey kind of started with Las Musas a little over a year ago when I officially took the leap to start writing, quote unquote, but no, for real this time. I didn't know how to go about it. I couldn't tell you anything about publishing, which sometimes I still can't because it's so all over the place. But I knew that there was this account that kept popping up more and more as I followed more people on social. And it was a collective of Latina writers and they had a mentorship and I missed the deadline. So I promised myself I would give it a shot next time, really focused on my writing, honing, attending workshops, joining critique groups, pitching, querying, all the things. So by the time that the window rolled around again in February, I was able to look back on that past year, see how much I'd accomplished. And it was a really reflective moment where I kind of laughed at myself for thinking I was anywhere near ready a year ago for a mentorship like this. And also laughed at myself in the moment because I still felt really out of my depth and green. But all that to say, I knew I was ready because in retrospect, I could see kind of how ill-prepared I was previously and how much I'd grown and how my skill set sharpened and I had a clear goal in mind. So I decided to go for it.
I love when people decide to go for it. That's my favorite thing to do. What about you, Julia?
My story is actually kind of similar to Jackie's. I actually did apply last year, but I didn't get a mentor. I was 14 at the time, but I set a reminder on my phone for the next year because I really wanted this. I thought this would be an amazing opportunity. So I set a reminder, and then this year I got the reminder and I was ready to apply again. And I was hoping, and I did end up getting a mentor. And so for how I knew I was ready, I was super proud of what I had written. I got some notes when I didn't get a mentor. Las Musas actually wrote to me and they gave me notes on my sample, which was amazing. It was very, very helpful for me. And so I took their notes, I kept working, and then I reapplied and I was so proud of what I had done. And I wanted to actually revise the first half of my book so that I felt prepared and confident to finish the rest on my own.
Wow. Yep. That's how you do it. You're killing it. Keep on killing it. What about you, Roxy?
Well, I really wanted to keep improving my portfolio because I wanted to take like a next step in my career. So I put together my best pieces, the pieces that I have been working for a long time. I work mostly on watercolor. I sent my portfolio and I applied for Las Musas, and I was so excited to know that I got this mentorship, because I'm a really fan of Sara's, my madrina, work, and I really wanted to work with her to get advice, to improve in my craft, and it was really an amazing opportunity, and it has been a great, great journey that I know I'm for sure that we are going to discuss a little bit about this amazing journey.
Yes, definitely. What about you, Amaris?
Yeah, so I knew I was ready for a mentorship when I had in my hands what I thought was polished picture book manuscript that I really believed in. I had, like a handful of peers, beta readers read it. I even had other authors kind enough to take a look and give me feedback. And then I realized I wanted to be paired with an author who has built a career off creating and crafting picture books. And I feel like I had other just burning questions about the publishing industry. And I was just so lucky to be paired with Monica Brown. She's been incredible and more than generous. She's actually my second Peruvian mentor. Last year, I was actually selected as an inaugural fellow with the Paraplus Collective. And my mentor in that program was Natalia Sylvester. And in that program, I focus mostly on adult fiction. But as a mom of two young boys, I realized I have a lot to say. And as far as stories for young children, because I live with these little monsters in my house. So I don't know. It just I felt like there was a fire ignited within me to write more for the younger audience. And like you guys mentioned, Las Musas kept popping up on my social media feeds, and I thought, okay, let me give this a shot. And I just was one of the lucky few.
We are definitely lucky. I cannot state it enough. But I do believe that good things come to those who are prepared. And yeah, nice work. What about you, Aime?
I actually also applied last year and I did not get a mentor. That was for the picture book portion of it. And I also had this other idea for this middle grade novel that I'm writing now. I knew that the deadline was coming up again. So a year passed and I started writing it, and I had zero words when this year started, but I'm like, well, I'm just going to go for it. And I wrote as much as I could. And now I've doubled what I started with, or almost tripled. So I'm very glad that I decided to give it another chance. And I was accepted this time.
Yeah, there's nothing like seeing that word count, like seeing things that you never thought you can get to, for those of us who are writers. Yeah, I love it. What about you, Delia?
So on my end, I've had some manuscript drafts in the back burner and I've really wanted and needed to perfect them. So even though I'm familiar with writing picture book manuscripts, for this mentorship opportunity, I really wanted to focus on a YA novel. So that's where I felt like I needed more guidance and help. And that's where kind of like the mentor came in to answer all of my questions and was able to receive feedback in return. So when I saw the application open up, I just took it. I had it on my calendar. I signed up. I hit send. I just crossed my fingers. I was like, you know, I hope I get it. And luckily, here we are. So good news.
Yeah, I hear that. Same with me. I also applied last year and I did not get it. Granted, last year's manuscript was much weaker than this year's. But I think that's good. I think that's one of the things that got me ready for this mentorship too, having a few losses, and boy, do we have them in publishing. I haven't even published yet, but publishing has like already broken my heart, but I guess that's just like an initiation. And so yeah, that's how I knew I was ready, you know, because that means I had like tried before, and you know, you're not always ready right out the bat. So you need to sometimes lose some to realize what you have missing. This is my first ever novel. So I was like, what am I doing? I hope I'm doing this right. Is this ridiculous? And I did a Inked Voices workshop for first pages for, it was actually for a middle grade, but they all told me that I sounded like a YA author, which makes sense because that's just kind of like my style and how I talk. I still talk like a teenager, even though I'm very much not one, and I always will. And I call my daughter dude and everything like that. So so I changed it to YA. And combined with like, you know, learning a lot from the losses and getting good feedback. The feedback I got from the agent there was that she was pretty impressed with like the first draft or my first novel. So that gave me like, oh my God, I am doing this right. That's so crazy. You know, so I was like, I might actually be able to do this book. And I knew mentorship would help me finish it. Cause if not, how the heck do you finish a book? You know, so it was, I was ready for that accountability. That's for sure. Let's move on. Jackie, how is the mentorship different or like you expected?
Yeah, as I'm learning is the case, and with most things in publishing, mentorships are kind of vague, or at least they were or appeared to me prior to applying. So you have some kind of idea of what to expect, but you know, as any relationship between two parties, it's completely unique to the people and the circumstances and the experience. So I didn't really have concrete expectations, or rather I had somewhat low expectations of this is going to be a really great critique opportunity, or maybe I can ask some questions about writing related things. But my mentor completely blew those expectations out of the water, really from our first conversation before the mentorship even officially kicked off. She did give me feedback, life-changing critique and feedback. She did answer my random questions, but she also did so much more in sharing resources and mentor text and pointing out small areas for improvement and big areas for improvement. And she was really patient and supportive when things weren't going according to plan and just validated that that was okay. So she kind of changed how I approach writing as a whole. And I could never have expected that to begin with. And I'm forever grateful. It was and continues to be an amazing experience.
Definitely. What about you, Julia?
For me, the mentorship was actually much more productive than I expected it to be. Having 6 months with my mentor really motivated me, and I worked harder and faster than I had ever. There were some rough patches. Obviously, I had a little bit of writer's block every once in a while, but it was great. It was so productive. And my mentor just exceeded all expectations, and she's just like the loveliest, sweetest person ever. She motivated me and encouraged me and supported my schedule, and it was great. It was very, very productive.
That's great. What about you, Roxy?
It has been a great, great experience for me. I have no words to thank my madrina, because I'm like Julia. She totally blew my expectation more than I would thought it would be. She gave me a lot of new ideas, a lot of strength to keep on my career. She gave me many insights in the business, in the publishing business. So it has been really a great, great opportunity.
All right. What about you, Maris?
Wow. So I'm so glad to hear, first of all, that the mentorship has gone well for you all. The same with me. My mentor, Monica Brown, from the beginning, she asked me what my goals were. And she sort of was like an accountability partner. She was like a guide, and she would answer all my questions. And I also felt like it was very motivating to know that we had this time frame. But at the end, she also opened the door to, you know, still mentor me more informally. Like if I have questions, I, you know, it's not like it doesn't end at, you know, when the program ends. What else? She just did so much, from helping me polish my picture book manuscript to where I felt really confident about it. She also pushed me to, you know, think about other projects that I could take on. And it gave me the motivation to start a middle grade. When I began this mentorship, I didn't think, oh, I could write a middle grade novel someday. But I just felt like, oh my gosh, my inner preteen is like speaking through me onto the page. And it's been so awesome. And she also, the one of the biggest things she helped me realize is, you know, why have I been waiting to query? I mean, I had all this fear tied into the process. So I started querying recently, and I'm hopeful that it'll work out.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
What about you, Aime?
My experience has been similar to all of you, in that it's been a very positive experience. I didn't really know what to expect. At the same time, it was about keeping myself accountable for what I put out. So even though I do have some goals, and I talked about all of that with my madrina, at the end of the day, it's really like what I wanted to do and what I wanted to take out of the program. I've also been able to continue that relationship with her. And I think one of the best things about the mentorship in the end is that the mentor chooses you, and they read through what you've submitted. And the fact that, you know, someone chose my work to mentor meant a lot.
Tell me about it. I still can't get over it. What about you, Delia?
So I also had a positive experience, and I will say that the mentorship was what I expected in terms of meeting with someone one-on-one and having just a preferred way to meet, and then of course receive feedback throughout the 6 months. But it also helped me to have like specific questions, particularly with writing a novel in verse. I had so many questions for Margarita along the way, and she helped me craft my work a little bit more. And during revision, while I was working on revisions on the YA, I asked her, you know, do you mind looking at my picture books? Because she also does picture books. So I felt like I got the best of both worlds. It was like she was looking at this work, but she was like, yeah, I would love to look at this work too. And so it was just very flexible. And so I would say that this mentorship kind of helped me become more of a confident writer. So I'm forever grateful for this opportunity.
Yes. Same. Same with me. The main work that I needed help with, because I was like, what am I doing, was my novel. But I did have picture books that my mentor helped me with, which I did not expect. And she gave me such great tips. So I didn't expect to dip into the picture book thing. I thought we spent all our resources on the heavy lifting of the novel. So that was a little different. And before I had like the first call with Donna to confirm, I think it was going to be more editorial, but that was not a good assumption because they're not editors, you know, they know a lot about editing, but like I needed to readjust my expectations. But in the end, she was, of course, because she gave me great feedback and critique on many, many, many pages. And yeah, that was a little different. And I knew it was going to be an amazing experience, and it was. So that's how it was like I expected. Let's move on. Jackie, what would you recommend applicants ask themselves before applying for a mentorship like this?
There are a series of things that you need to ask yourself ahead of a mentorship, from, you know, what critique style works for you, what communication style and frequency, what's your goal for the project, a bunch of things. But I think they all essentially boil down to one big question, and it's, what do I need? So when you look at your work and your craft and the little engine inside of you that keeps chugging away to make this real, you have to ask yourself, what do I need the most right now? And I think that knowing that answer will help you beyond the mentorship, but is especially important as you consider this next step. And that would be the main question I encourage people to ask themselves before applying.
Definitely. And being honest with themselves. Like, if you can't be honest with yourself, who are you going to be honest with? You know, so like, answer those questions truthfully, because these people are busy people. We're so lucky. What about you, Julia?
Yeah, Jackie mentioned goals, which I think is a huge thing. I believe that is a question in the application, like, what are you hoping to get from the mentorship? And consider that question, because that's huge. Also, ask yourself if you're ready for critique and feedback. It's super natural for artists of any kind to be protective of their work, but sometimes to allow it to grow and to allow yourself to grow, you have to step back and get prepared for critique.
Definitely. What about you, Roxy?
I will say that for illustrators who wants to apply for this mentorship, the first question that they should ask themselves is what genre they want to work in. I mean, for if they want to illustrate for picture books, if they want to illustrate for middle grade covers, or if they want to, like, specifically ask themselves what is it that they want to work, so they have like a clear idea of what is the portfolio they want to build build with their mentor. I think it can be really helpful. So when you start working with your mentor, you already know what is it that you want to work on. In my case, I wanted to work on picture books, and it really helped me to keep going with my mentor.
Yeah. What about you, Amaris?
I echo some of the other hermanas. I had jotted down, are you ready to be in a vulnerable space? Because, you know, we're talking about people's dreams, like you dream of being a published author someday or an illustrator. And so, you know, just opening yourself up that much more to receive, like Julia mentioned, critique. I remember in the beginning of my mentorship, my mentor had asked me, how comfortable am I with critiques? You know, like, what level, like low, medium, high? And I told her, I want you to be honest, because I also, as a journalist, I'm used to being edited profusely. And so, and also, are you ready to work? Because this was a lot of work as well, not just time commitment and scheduling, busy, you know, around a busy mentor. You also have to be committed yourself and work hard so that the next session you can be like, look what I did. So that's what I have to say.
Yeah, you have to be ready every meeting. And it could be, you know, 6 meetings, maybe a little more, but gotta be prepared. What about you, Aime?
I agree with what everything has been said already, but giving a little other side of the coin to it. So I agree that you have to think about whether you're ready for critique, but also you have to think about what you're not willing to change. So like those non-negotiables about your story. Things that you know for sure that you like, that's what the story is about. So you're going to like defend that. So yes, ask yourself what you are willing to change, what is not necessary for the story, and what you are not going to change, no matter who says what.
Yeah. We all have those for sure. Delia?
I would just echo what everyone else has said already, and so many wonderful things. I would say, know what genre of writing you would like to focus on. You know, identify areas that you struggle with that maybe your mentor can help along the way. Identify your preferred communication style. I know for me, I had, you know, top 2 communication styles that worked best for both of us. And so we were able to do that throughout the 6 months. And then similar to what Aime said is just to be open and flexible with your feedback, but also just apply what works for your story without changing the heart of your story.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all nailed it, like you did every time. But definitely just ask yourself, like, okay, am I going to have updated, better writing than I did the time before? You kind of have to level up each time. You can't be going back on the third meeting with like retro writing stuff, you know? So are you willing to, you know, put in the work? And yeah, these writers, these mentors, these artists are busy. And I'm just so grateful that they even have the time to mentor us. And I know that they know that it's a cycle and it's, you know, maybe someone mentored them and, you know, God knows we're going to do the same thing. You know, I'm sure we're all thinking of how it will be when we mentor, which I can't wait to. I got a lot to learn first. But yeah, just prioritizing. Are you going to be able to prioritize your time to get your work leveled up, your mentor's time? And also mentors, you know, they have like book tours or deadlines, you know, so a lot of times you have to accommodate their schedule too. So am I willing to be flexible, like someone said earlier? But yeah, you know, being considerate of people, respectful of what they are doing for you, like it's pretty awesome. No one's paying them to do this for us. Like they are putting in their time and we're also grateful. So let's move on. This one's the biggie. What's been the best part of being an hermana so far? Jackie, what do you say?
The very obvious answer is that the best part of being an hermana so far is having a madrina. Laura is a powerhouse and that was incredible. Great to have someone who's further along in their journey, be accessible and helpful and supportive. But I think my real answer, if I had to make the impossible choice and only pick one thing, is actually the other hermanas. I've gotten to know so many incredible people in the community, some of whom have become critique partners. Two of those are in this call with me right now. And friends, and that stands out as definitely the most valuable takeaway from this experience by a mile. It's been really great getting to know more hermanas.
Definitely. What about you, Julia?
Yeah, I definitely, again, what Jackie said, just that feeling of community. So whether it's been working with my mentor, who is just Romina, who's just gone above and beyond in all aspects. And I love her books. So it was amazing to actually get to speak with an author who I really respect and admire. And then the rest of the community, so the other hermanas, and getting to feel like I'm a part of something big. And then probably it's a close tie, but probably the best is just the growth in confidence, both like personally as a writer and then like professionally, like getting ready to query.
Yep.
Yes, I totally agree with Julia. Grow in confidence and also being seen. I think that we all share this feeling that by being chosen by our madrinas is like a sense of being seen and recognized. And that is something that really helped me keep going. And for me, it has been the best part of this is feeling that I'm not alone, that I have my awesome madrina to keep going by my side, helping me improve, opening door for me. Like this has been really, really great for me to be seen.
Oh my gosh, you nailed it. It's like representation matters. It's like, especially in this industry, with Latinas, you nailed it about being seen. I love it. What about you, Amaris?
I'm going to have to echo what everybody's saying because I I feel all of this. Definitely one of the best parts of being at Edmana has been my mentor, Monica Brown. I keep saying Monica Brown, like her full name, Monica. She's just been so generous. And actually recently I spoke with her over the phone after a call with an agent, and I was like, I cried, and you know, I just thanked her just because this program has been such a gift. Also, getting to know the other hermanas, like I follow a good portion of you guys on social media, and just it's been thrilling to see you guys' updates Like, I'm like, oh, they're drafting. Oh, they're revising. It's like, oh, let me, but you know, it keeps me motivated and accountable, even if it's, you know, through social media, and also just being part of something big, seeing my growth and giving me, this program has given me the courage to move inch farther along in the process, which was for me personally to actually send out my first batch of queries. So it's been a wonderful experience.
Definitely. What about you, Ayman?
Same. No. Yes, exactly the same. That now, one of the main reasons also that, of course, for my own work, but one of the main reasons I applied was to get into this community of Latina writers. And yeah, now I know, like Jackie said, like we are in this group together and we, like, this is for real, right? It's the next step. So we have written a book, then we have a next step. So that feeling of entering the profession and calling ourselves writers because it's for real, I think that, and just the confidence that we give each other, the confidence that we get from our mentors, that's been great.
Yep. Delia, what do you say?
So having a forever madrina is the obvious, but also this, all of this right here is the best, just meeting other hermanas. It's just so exciting to see on Twitter when a fellow hermana gets an agent, or I see that, you know, an editor acquires their work. So I would say definitely supporting one another and just knowing that our stories will hopefully be out there someday is something that I look forward to.
Me too, me too. Well, as for me, the best part of being a hermana, there's so many, but it's pretty much been a dream. Like, this is like the ideal way for me to like break into the biz with like an accomplished, confident artist helping me, you know, giving me the boost. Like starting off like this, wow, I can't think of a better way to start off. So yeah, that new friendship, sisterhood, you know, I definitely feel that it has opened publishing doors, and those doors are pretty heavy sometimes. So I feel great about that. And yeah, I'm just so grateful, and I echo everything you all say. So that's kind of the main questions we're going to be talking about. I have one more, and I'm wondering if anyone can speak up for this one. Can you guys think of a way that, you know, we can pay it forward now? You know, someone tapped us on the shoulder and gave us this mentorship, or we earned it, you know, but how can we start to pay it forward? Because I think it's a really important thing to do in publishing, especially it being so challenging. So does anyone have any ideas or suggestion on what we can do to pay it forward now to honor our madrinas?
We could become ambassadors for Las Musas, the program, just spreading the word about the program, encouraging younger writers to apply, you know, maybe volunteer at our local library, sign up for, I noticed some of the authors that I find follow on social media, they do like the reading where they read to kids. And I know that's part of their careers, but I've noticed other people like volunteering and doing that. If you have time, I'm all about instilling like the love of books and reading early on, because I have a 3-year-old. And I swear, some days I have to read like 10 books to this kid at night. I'm like, we're reading 5 books. And he's like always challenging, one more, mommy. So, I mean, there's just so many different ways. I hope that when we reach, when we become published authors, we can, you know, become maybe madrinas or sign up. I don't know what the process is, but that's what I have to say.
Yeah, I agree. I think just the act of representing is, you know, having the younger generations, you know that, you know, we're still trying to make it happen and we're gonna make it happen. So representing, I think, is a great way alone, but that doesn't take any effort. I'm always, if y'all ever need like a second eye on a query or a chapter, I'm always willing to help people out with that. So I think that's a way I can pay it forward. I have so much to learn. Yeah, even just leaving reviews on books that we loved to support the artists we love or art that we love. And I can't wait to be a madrina one day. Well, thank you so much to everybody. Our time is up, but we had a great time. If you'd like to learn more about Las Musas or our books, please visit our website at lasmusasbooks.com or find us on social media at Las Musas Books. Be sure to check out our bookshop page, where each purchase of one of our books goes towards supporting independent bookstores. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. And you can also sign up for the Las Musas newsletter to have podcast updates, as well as other Musa news, such as release dates, teasers, spotlights, and more delivered straight to your inbox. Thanks for listening.